Controlling Weeds in Tree Nut Orchards. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of that vast ag information network. Cameron Zuber is a farm advisor in orchard crop systems in Merced County. You know, we're talking about pre-emergence or contact herbicides.
So my feelings are agnostic. Okay. It's a matter of coverage and what is a tolerant level of control for the weeds that you have for how you're managing it. Because there's a lot of different types of crops. Like, what is an acceptable level? A peach can be very different than what is an acceptable level on almond. As it pertains to the operator, as well as how that crop is managed and harvested, as an example. So for me, it's more about coverage and scouting. So understanding after your herbicide program, so typically in almonds, that's after harvest, what escapes you have. So those are weeds that were not captured under the control that you did. So identifying what those are and understanding what could be in your field locationally, because borders can be very different than in the orchard, or certain corners of the orchard might have different levels of pressures or types of weeds than others.
So scouting's always been important.
Scouting is what really informs the type of management you want. Weeds respond differently, whether it's a pre-emergent or post-emergent spray.
So it's best to keep an eye on the weed pressure out there, scout, and then determine the right way to control them. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.